Unison candidate Hugo Pierre. Unions must act now at Socialism 2020. Hugo Pierre, a Socialist Party member standing to be General Secretary of Public Sector Union Unison, said, the Tories plan to divide public sector workers from those in the private sector with a public sector pay freeze. We know in the trade unions, that inaction only encourages further attacks. That's why a socialist leader of Britain's largest trade union, Unison, would be calling for an emergency National Executive Council meeting of the union, to draw up a plan of action, to put to all the public sector trade unions, to demand we won't pay for the COVID crisis. Following years when our pay is over 20% lower in real terms than it was in 2009, we would make official the call of the National Shop Stewards Network for a day of action on the 5th of December. A socialist leadership of the main trade unions would demand 100% pay for all furloughed workers and all asked to isolate. A socialist leadership of the health unions would be at the forefront of a claim for a 15% pay rise for all our NHS staff. They have put in more than 15% of additional unpaid time to save lives. Hugo also calls for an immediate meeting of the leaderships of the public sector unions, to plan a campaign of action, including coordinated strike action, to fight the pay cut proposals. Socialist Party members in Unison are moving the following motion at the union's local government service group executive. We condemn the Tory government's announcement to introduce a public sector pay freeze slash cap on 5.4 million workers. The government position is a direct insult to the heroic work and service our members have continued to provide throughout the pandemic. A pay freeze slash cap will, in addition, see a continued fall in the living standards of our members, who have suffered a decade and more of attacks on their pay. We agree to launch an immediate break the freeze/cap campaign, call on members to organize local protests that they locally decide on before the end of the year, in line with COVID regulations, highlighting the attack. Begin a consultation with members to seek to win support for a ballot for industrial action approach. Other Unison service groups affected for a joint campaign, call on the General Secretary to ask for an emergency meeting of the Public Services Committee of the Trades Union Congress, with a view to organizing a cross-union campaign to defeat the attack.